For this Thursday, March 20th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The Mount Vernon Police Department is giving one of their officers credit for saving a woman's life. Officials say on Sunday, Officer Zachary Atkins went on a call to a house on 10th Street for an unconscious person. When he arrived, Officer Atkins began CPR on the woman and instructed her husband on how to set up the automated external defibrillator. After the first shock was delivered, Officer Atkins continued CPR until a second one was delivered. CPR was continued until fire department and EMS members arrived and took over care. First responders are saying the woman may not have survived if not for Officer Atkins' actions. Officials say that the Posey County Health Department purchased new AED pads for all the Mount Vernon Police Department officers back in March, allowing for them to continue carrying the AEDs in their vehicles. USI Women's Basketball will get to host a WNIT game this Sunday at 6 p.m. in Liberty Arena on campus. USI has a bye in the first round and will play the winner of Coastal Carolina and Campbell University in the second round. Tickets for the game are on sale at the USI ticket office. You can also call 812-465-1189. Tickets are $10. Season ticket holders will have a chance to buy their same seat until tonight at 5 o'clock. Seats that go unclaimed will then be open to the general public. A piece of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is making a stop in the River City. The Indianapolis 500 Fan Fest will be held Saturday, March 29th from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Franklin Street Tavern and Bud's Rocking Country Bar and Grill on Evansville's west side. Officials say fans can expect attractions like an NTT IndyCar Series show car on display, driver and special guest appearances, and a variety of giveaways, but the actual attractions will be announced closer to the event. The IMS Fan Fest is free and open to the public, but will have age restrictions based on locations the event is held. The 109th running of the Indianapolis 500 will take place on Sunday, May 25th at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament first round games take place all day today and tomorrow. The fourth-seeded Purdue Boilermakers play today at 11:40 a.m. against number 13 seed High Point. Also today at 11:15 a.m., number 8 seed Louisville takes on number 9 seed Creighton. Friday evening is when the number 3 seed Kentucky Wildcats play their first-round contest against number 14 seed Troy. Finishing up from the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers started their five-game homestand off with a 135-131 win over the Dallas Mavericks. Andrew Nembhard hit the go-ahead three-point shot with less than 15 seconds. Pascal Siakam led Indiana with 29 points. The Pacers have won four of their last five games and now sit at 39-29 overall. They play again this evening at home against the Brooklyn Nets, tip-off at 6 o'clock. That's news and sports for this Thursday, March 20th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.